AI Economics is Broken, Part 2, The Depreciation Bag Behind Falling Token Prices. OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar has been making the optimistic case for AI economics. On the All In podcast circuit, she framed falling token costs as progress. The reported headline number is dramatic. She said compute cost per token fell roughly 97% from GPT-4 to GPT-5.4 in about 2 years. She also said OpenAI raised prices on GPT-5.5 by 2x. Customers still received roughly a 20 to 30% reduction in cost per token because the newer model was more efficient per token. That is the customer story. Cheaper tokens make more workflows economical. A coding agent can run longer. A support system can answer more tickets. An internal automation project can clear the finance department's ROI test. Enterprises get more AI for the same dollar. And the lab gets to argue that AI is moving down the cost curve like every serious computing platform before it. The infrastructure story moves on a different clock. A token is produced by GPU capacity, power, memory, networking, scheduling software, data center infrastructure, and capital. When the token gets cheaper, the customer sees savings, the lab sees more usage. The balance sheet holding the GPUs sees the earning power of the machine reset. The token price can fall this month. The GPU was bought before the price cut. The data center was built before the price cut. The power contract, lease, and debt obligation do not automatically fall with the token. Token prices are falling for three reasons at once. Some of it is real engineering. Inference systems are improving. Caching is improving. Routing is improving, smaller models are getting more capable, some of it is competition, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, XAI, Meta, and Chinese open model competitors are fighting for developer usage and enterprise workflow capture. A model priced too high for production gets routed around, some of it is utilization pressure, AI infrastructure has to stay full, a GPU second that goes unused cannot be sold tomorrow. Cheap tokens help customers. They also help keep expensive machines occupied while the clock is running. The delayed reckoning comes from the split between the lab's mirror and the cloud provider's mirror. The lab sees the first mirror. Lower cost per token, rising usage, better models, more enterprise workloads becoming possible. The cloud provider sees the second mirror. Committed contracts, backlog, utilization plans. Multi-year depreciation schedules. Both mirrors can look good at the same time. The lab says efficiency improved. The cloud provider says capacity is contracted. The customer gets cheaper AI. The bill arrives later. CoreWeave is the clean public example of the second mirror. At the end of 2025, it reported $66.8 billion of revenue backlog, up from $15 billion. Its weighted average contract length extended from 4 years to five. The comforting version says the capacity is spoken for. The same filings show the cost side arriving quickly. CoreWeave's depreciation and amortization rose from $843 million in 2024 to $2.3 billion in 2025. That is an increase of roughly $1.5 billion. Interest expense rose from $361 million to $1.229 billion. The mirror says backlog. The machine says depreciation and financing cost. Amazon gives the broader cloud era comparison. Effective January 1st, 2025, Amazon changed the useful life of a subset of servers and networking equipment from 6 years to 5 years. Amazon cited the increased pace of technology development, especially AI and machine learning. Amazon expected that change to reduce 2025 operating income by about $0.7 billion. A one-year useful life adjustment can move hyperscaler operating income by hundreds of millions of dollars. 5 years still spreads the cost evenly. AI token prices are not moving evenly. Claude Opus is the clean price example. Opus output pricing fell from $75 per million tokens to $25 per million tokens. The same million output tokens now earns one-third as much. If that six-month reset is annualized, one-third becomes one-ninth. Roughly 11% of the original premium token earning power remains after a year. Roughly 89% is gone before any throughput offset. The physical GPU can still serve smaller models, batch inference, embeddings, internal workloads, lower priority jobs, and older model traffic. That residual work has value. The premium value is the issue. The operator's defense is obvious. Throughput can improve. Utilization can rise. Demand can grow. If the same chip can serve three times as many billable tokens, the two-thirds price cut can be offset. If utilization rises enough, lower price can still produce more revenue. If demand explodes, the fleet can stay full. That is the bet under the entire AI infrastructure build-out. Efficiency exists. The question is whether throughput, utilization, and demand can outrun token deflation fast enough to protect the earning power of the asset. Straight-line depreciation assumes a smoother world. Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, and CoreWeave all depreciate data center or computing equipment over multi-year useful lives using straight-line depreciation. CoreWeave uses 6 years for technology equipment. Amazon uses roughly 5 to 6 years for servers and networking equipment. Alphabet generally uses 6 years for servers and network equipment. Microsoft discloses 2 to 6 years for computer equipment. Straight-line depreciation treats the asset cost as a steady annual expense. AI GPUs may have a short premium life and a longer residual life. The first part can fall quickly. The second part can linger for years. The cash was spent early. The debt was raised early. The data center was built early. The income statement recognizes the asset cost slowly. If premium earning power falls quickly, the accounting catches up late. The lab can point to lower token costs and higher usage. The cloud provider can point to backlog and useful life. Investors can point to growth. Customers can point to cheaper AI. Each number is real. None answers the asset question by itself. Can the GPU fleet earn back its cost after the price of its output falls? Agentic workloads make the question harder. A normal chat completion is bounded. A coding agent can read repository context, write code, call tools, run tests, inspect failures, retry, summarize, and open a pull request. GitHub Copilot's coding agent can work from an issue, create a branch, operate in a GitHub Actions-powered environment, write code, push commits, and open a pull request. One visible assignment can become many model calls. Agentic traffic uses more context, more output, more retries, more tool calls, and more latency-sensitive model time. It is the workload everyone wants to sell. It is also the workload that raises the volume required to pay for the machines behind it. The depreciation bag sits behind falling token prices. Token deflation is good for customers. It may work for labs if usage rises fast enough and infrastructure partners keep carrying the build out. It is dangerous for the companies holding the GPUs. The price cut happens now. The compute commitment comes due later. The asset markdown comes later. The delay lets the economics look better than they are. Cheaper tokens are the point of the platform. The problem starts when falling token prices are treated as proof that AI economics are improving, while the machines producing those tokens lose earning power faster than the books recognize. A 97% decline in cost per token may be a triumph for customers and a sales argument for labs. For the balance sheets holding the GPUs, it is also a warning label. Source notes. Sarah Fryer, on the All-In transcript, said OpenAI compute cost per token was reportedly down roughly 97% from GPT-4 to GPT-5.4 over about 2 years. The same discussion said GPT-5.5 prices rose 2x, while customers still received roughly 20 to 30% lower cost per token due to efficiency. Anthropic pricing history shows Claude Opus output pricing moved from $75 per million tokens for Opus 4 to $25 per million tokens for current Opus pricing. CoreWeave 2025 public filings and shareholder materials show revenue backlog of $66.8 billion at December 31, 2025, up from $15 billion. They also show weighted average contract length extending from 4 years to 5. Depreciation and amortization increased from $843 million in 2024 to $2.3 billion in 2025. Interest expense increased from $361 million to $1.229 billion. Amazon's 2024 10K language says the useful life of a subset of servers and networking equipment changed from 6 years to 5 years, effective January 1st, 2025. Amazon expected that change to reduce 2025 operating income by about $0.7 billion. GitHub Copilot coding agent documentation says the coding agent can work from issues, create branches, push commits, and open pull requests in a GitHub Actions-powered environment. Annual report accounting disclosures show that Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, and CoreWeave use straight-line depreciation for server, network, computer, technology, or data center equipment over multi-year useful lives.